Shudi Fath is an Austin Energy customer. The 97-year-old says for her, switching Austin Energy to an independent governing board is a no-brainer. She doesn't say that just as an everyday customer. For the last 36 years, Fath has been part of the Electric Utility Commission, a group appointed by city council members to advise on utility policies. Throughout that time, she's championed three proposals asking that Austin Energy gets an independent board.
Councils all through the years have used Austin Energy as kind of the cash cow. They take about $100 million general fund transfer, and then they take about another $50 million for odds and ends things, some of which an investor-owned utility would do, you know, civic things. And because they take too much money, you know, your rates are going to have to pay for it in the long run.
In 2011, Austin Energy customers got the largest rate increase in more than 15 years, followed by another one last October. State Senator Kirk Watson, a Democrat from Austin, says in the long run, rate increases should be just one concern for Austin Energy customers. He says it's alarming that a city of Austin's size and caliber has council members, what he says is essentially a group of amateurs, governing a utility company.
This is a billion-dollar-plus business enterprise, and billion-dollar-plus business enterprises typically are governed by boards that have some specific expertise in that area and are not subject to lobbying and political whims.
A change in the utility company's governing body could potentially open it up for better and more varied service options. The first step comes on the 14th, when Austin City Council is expected to approve a resolution to do just that. Joy Diaz, KUT News.